As summer sets in, Springfield is facing a severe problem with youth violence. Young teenagers are being pressured into joining gangs, dealing drugs, and carrying guns. And an ongoing feud between two major gangs in Springfield called the Ave and Sycamore Street means those guns are getting used more and more to tragic ends. WFCR's Karen Brown reported yesterday on the police department's military-style effort to take back the streets from gangs and drug dealers. Today, she profiles a much different approach, a community organization that dispatches street outreach workers to intervene before young people go down the wrong path.
Subway one.
Four men in their 20s and 30s, wearing t-shirts, jeans, and gold chains, are standing in a convenience store parking lot in Mason Square. This is one of Springfield's poorest neighborhoods and what's known in police lingo as a gang hotspot. The men are each holding a stack of papers, a combination of job applications and contact forms.
We gotta go grab more copies, we'll do that. You got pens?
DeJuan Brown, Chris McCary, Eric Brown, and Darius Rome are outreach workers for Awake, a community group that tries to reduce gang violence by reaching out personally to young people. On sunny afternoons like this, prime conditions, they say, for a senseless shooting, they walk around, scanning the sidewalks for aimless youth.
Hey, what's up, man?
DeJuan Brown leads the pack. He and his wife, Shalon Brown, helped found Awake in 2003. When he spots a young person, he approaches and asks if they'd like to apply for a summer job.
We got Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah.
We got Subway.
And then,
what's this last one?
Cumberland Farms. Yeah. Can I get Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, let's do it.
Once a kid stops to fill out the paperwork, DeJuan takes down their name and contact information and starts a bigger conversation. Here he's talking to a teenager walking around with his pregnant girlfriend, who's due any day now.
You finished school yet, or you need your GD?
I'm going Job Corps and IE.
You already signed up?
Yep, I signed up.
They got you on a waiting list, or are you going right there?
Next, they run into a group of teenage girls, a friendly bunch who would love to have summer jobs, depending on where.
You gotta be in
the knuckle.
This
I don't
want to
get robbed.
Y'all better take a daytime
shift. You can have that one.
Here's
After a few minutes, DeJuan Brown moves on to the substance of their outreach work, urging them to stay away from gangs.
It's got a potential to be a bad summer.
Yeah, so, you know, starting off early. Yeah.
Somebody got shot last night. It was a drive-by shooting yesterday.
I'm glad I was
on Rainy Street.
I'm just saying, like, if you know the Ave and Sycamore is going at it hard, don't be over.
We can't help it if we live over in these neighborhoods. Can't help it.
DeJuan nods with resignation, but keeps the conversation going, until one girl, Whitney Keaton, becomes intrigued by Awake and its mission. She says she used to be caught up in some bad stuff. She'd run away from home, end up in juvenile lockup.
I ain't gonna front. I used to get in trouble. When I say I used to get in trouble.
DeJuan notices she has a tattoo on her arm that says BCP. That's short for Bergen Circle Posse, a group affiliated with the Sycamore Street Gang.
You can tattoo over it, though.
Yeah, but I really want to really take it off because I have a lot of tattoos. And when I was younger, I was doing a lot of things that now, like, dang, I wish I never did it before, but it makes me a person I am. It makes me want to go get, gives me that, you know, to go get money, go get educated, go get everything that I need.
And then help other people.
That's DeJuan's opening, to see if he can bring this girl into the fold of Awake. She's interested.
I don't know, but I want to be part of this.
Do you? Seriously?
Yeah, I don't do nothing. A lot of people, like...
How old are you?
I'm 19.
You mind coming helping us volunteer and stuff, starting volunteering?
No, I don't mind at all.
And with that, names and numbers are exchanged, and the two groups part in different directions.
All right, well, keep in touch.
All right.
Take care. Thank you.
All right, bye. See, that other girl said her best friend got killed. That was last summer. She was sitting on the porch on Wilbraham Road, and they drove by
shooting at
the kids on the porch, and she died. It's crazy. Pretty little girl, young.
Men walk back to their cars, and they notice, through a fence, an apparent drug deal in process. If they hadn't had a reporter with them, they may well have gone over, not to interfere in the sale, but to engage the young men, start a relationship. DeJuan says the only time he would ever give specific names to the police is if he believed a shooting were imminent. Very occasionally, he does worry about outreach workers getting caught in the crossfire, like when things get eerily quiet in the middle of a nighttime shift.
When you see the kids disappear, that means it's time for you to go.
Yes, sir.
Because they know someone's coming with a gun?
Yeah. They know. They know. They're like, okay, we just shot up these dudes' block. They're coming back to shoot at us. And then I'm not as scared during the daytime. I'm not worried about a mistaken identity because they're still trying to look for certain people that they know is part of it. But at nighttime,
box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. That's
not what Forrest Gump. Eric and Dewan grew up in Springfield in the 80s and 90s. Eric says when he was a kid, he'd be out playing basketball with his friends all afternoon.
Now, you know, it's like you go out of all these courts or anything, nobody's even out there. If somebody's out there, they're out in a neighborhood like this selling drugs. Everybody's, you know. And it's bad because there's nothing else in the city. No swimming pools, you know, they took everything away that we used to have, you know. And I know it's part of the economy, but we got to figure out something. And most of the kids, once they find out, you know, see, they're just walking by, and once we stop them and can get them, some of them, they're looking for a better way. But some of them, you know, they just give us the cold shoulder.
So, what's going on, man?
Hey.
The last stop of the afternoon is Eastern Avenue, where the gang called the Ave gets its name, and where many kids are recruited just hanging out or walking down the street, unless an outreach worker can get to them first.
You got a minute, or are you rushing to do homework?
Just fill this up.
A Wake's last case of the day is a 15-year-old boy who's walking briskly home from school with his head down. It takes some coaxing to get him to open up.
Like, how you doing in school?
I have a C average.
C average?
Yeah.
So you need to bring that up, right?
Of course.
All right. So I'm going to put you down for job placement as well as getting tutored. When's a good time to call you?
5.
A few days later, I catch up with Dewan's wife, Shalon Brown. She's a Wake's executive director and often does late-night street outreach herself. A longtime community activist, Shalon says she's not scared of the tough neighborhoods. In fact, as an attractive 31-year-old woman, she can more easily grab the attention of gang members.
I'll start the discussion because I'm like, listen, you guys can't be out here. This is crazy, you know. What if you guys kill somebody's mother, or you guys out here, you guys shoot a little kid? How would you guys feel about that? And you guys are too smart to be out here. I'll play their ego.
Awake has gotten murder suspects to turn themselves in, and they've been meeting with gang members to try to negotiate a truce. And the police say they appreciate the inroads that Awake has made with neighborhood kids, inroads they haven't been able to forge themselves. But in recent months, Awake has also been criticized for employing a registered sex offender as an outreach worker. 15 years ago, Desi Jackson pled guilty, at the age of 19, to statutory rape and to hitting his girlfriend. But Shalon Brown says Jackson has since turned his life around. It's people like him, she says, who can and do save kids from gangs.
Nobody wants to go on the streets at 2 o'clock in the morning or be in a club with these kids and talk to them after the club. Nobody wants to do that. It has to be people that come from what young people come from.
It's unclear whether the recent controversy will affect Awake's funding. It gets money from the state and private foundations. For now, outreach workers are following up with the young people they met on the street. Like Whitney Keaton, the former Bergen Circle Posse member who wanted to stay in touch. Turns out she's been calling Awake offices almost every day, and now she has a job interview at a local hospital. For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.